it's an honor to welcome in current New Hampshire State Trooper Seth Garr and Brian Wall. Both were former New York City Police Department members and officers in the Emergency Services Unit. Seth was in Harlem Truck Number 2. Sergeant Brian Wall in our GMI studios, Truck Number 3, South Bronx. Let me start with you, Trooper Garr. You're now with the New Hampshire State Police, but take us back to that day. 20 years probably has not changed much of the memory and the feelings.
No, it hasn't, Jack. Jack, thank you so much for having us on the air today. I just want to give a tell you how sorry we are for the loss for the Connecticut State Troopers who are burying a Sergeant Brian Mull today, who was killed in the line of duty. Our hearts up here in New England go out to the Connecticut State Police. I'd like to tell you about what happened on 9/11 that day. I want to, so everybody knows, we had, on that day, the Emergency Service Unit, the Port Authority Police Department, the New York City Fire Department, they aggressively went into the World Trade Center, and that was the largest evacuation of people in the history of the world. Over 25,000 people were removed out of the World Trade Center. On that day, the New York City Fire Department did an aggressive interior search into the both towers. New York City Port Authority officers stayed their post and helped evacuate it. Port Authority, 37 Port Authority officers were murdered that day, along with 23 New York City police officers. They were murdered along with 343 New York City firemen who were murdered. Over almost 3,000 civilians were murdered on that day. They weren't killed by soldiers. They were murdered. And that's a murder of a New York City police officer, firemen, and Port Authority officers. And I'll tell you, everybody in that building, all those rescue workers, they weren't soldiers. They were police officers and firemen aggressively in that building, getting everyone out, getting everyone out. They lost their lives that day, getting everyone out. When the planes hit, they were up there. Some of the last, I lost over 38 of my personal friends that day. Probably more, Jack, but I just don't want to count that high. What happened, one of the last contacts my friend had, I found out his 911 tape over division radio. It was, I have a river of jet fluid that's on fire coming right at me. These officers, the one thing in the world that everybody can agree on is nobody wants to burn to death. And these officers were incinerated. And that's why sometimes I think there is a God. That's why the buildings came down, because God didn't want these people to burn. And these people gave their lives. I'm telling you this, Jack, because if there are veterans out there, you're asking yourself for your service. Your service was very much needed. Understand, I was there in 1993 when they bombed the World Trade Center again.
Right.
And nothing has ever happened, but by having all these brave women and men go overseas, this is the longest period of time I've been around
to keep
where
us
we
safe.
Haven't had any
right,
attacks
keep,
in the
keep,
city of
to
New
keep
York.
Us, to keep us safe here.
Yes.
To keep us safe here. You're now with the state police.
Yes,
and this,
I am.
And this experience, before we bring in your former sergeant in New York City, Brian Wall, who's now also a New Hampshire resident, impacted you to this day, and you do a lot now to help fellow police officers and veterans deal with some of this emotional stuff just from the service and the work they do. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
So the scars and the trauma in a neat way have led to a lot of healing for you to help others. Is that fair?
Yes, it is. I take local police departments, fire departments call me up. They say they have a veteran who's had a situation. I find them. And we take them to the Veterans Administration, and the Veterans Administration, we get them the financial compensation and the services that they need. We change the dynamics of their lives and also tell them thank you.
And you talk with them?
All the time, every day.
And you help
24
them.
Hours a day.
Yeah. Tell us who our other studio guest is. You're in with Corey Isles in our GMI studios. Of course, I'm right here as well. But tell us about your sergeant.
Right. I brought with me today Sergeant Brian Wall. He's a Truck 3 Sergeant. He was one of the heroes at 9/11. He led his squad from the first day to the last day of the cleanup, and he was one of the pillars. He was one of the pillars of the rescue operation that lasted for months, for months. So I'm honored to have Sergeant Brian Wall with me today from the Emergency Service Unit, retired.
and now a New Hampshire resident, what's unusual, Sergeant, is you've done the rare public service of both a police officer in New York City and a fire department member as well. Not many people do both in their career, right?
Yes, sir. And again, thanks for having me here. Well, how that happened was I grew up on Long Island. I did work in New York City, but on Long Island, it's predominantly served by volunteer fire departments. So that's how I started my career as a volunteer firefighter, eventually made my way to fire chief. But at the same time, going through the New York City Police Department and making my way into the emergency service unit and becoming a supervisor there. One thing Trooper Gar left out is that he also served our country with the United States Army, and we appreciate that. Thank you, Trooper.
Thank you, Sarge.
Well, Sergeant, I want to just talk a little bit of your, as you sit here this morning, we're close to the eve and then, of course, the day of 20 years ago. Take us back, like Seth did, where you were and what it's meant to you since.
This is a highly emotional time. September of every year has been extremely emotional, and now we're going on 20 years, and I just can't believe it's been 20 years. And they say, you know, time heals all wounds. It certainly doesn't. And as emotional as it is for me, I think about the families that have, you know, lost their loved ones, the fathers who lost their sons. And we unfortunately took a heavy hit. We had two of our coworkers, close personal friends that they were police officers with us in our unit, but they also had brothers that were New York City firefighters, and they both perished in this attack. And I spent time digging with those fathers, trying to find their sons. And so it does get a little emotional. That day, I was actually at home with one of my sons, and I got the call to come in. I raced in there with my partner at the time. And decisions changed everything in life. And he hounded me to go to the South Bronx, although I was heading straight for the Trade Center. And that one delay, it was probably about a 20-minute delay going over to the South Bronx to get more equipment, probably saved our lives because we had gotten there just as the South Tower came down. But the next 8 months was just, you know, the rescue recovery work. Unfortunately, it wasn't a lot of rescue work. It was more recovery work, but it also brought a lot of closure to the families. Whatever we could get, that's what we did. We just tried to bring some closure to the families and help them out.
Before we go to the bottom now, we're going to continue this very special live segment, Good Morning New Hampshire, our network of news station, news talk stations, WTPL, WEMJ, WTSN, WASR, the Pulse of NH. Thanks, Auto Fair, for the segment. I, as we go to the bottom, maybe one, each of you could take a minute. And I'm going to phrase it this way. I'll start with you, Seth. Ryan Pitts is an Army veteran, lives in New Hampshire. I've got to know him very well. Medal of Honor recipient. When he and his fellow airborne folks were pinned down in a firefight with the bad guys, he got out. But he shared with me later, he had a lot of guilt that he survived. And most of his unit didn't. And he carried that with him, probably to this day, until he's sort of just dealt with it. He just felt he should have gone. Do you both share a little bit of that feeling that you lost so many that why you? Why were you able to come out and live the life you've been able to do and how blessed you feel?
Well, we think about our brothers and sisters who were killed in the line of duty every day. Every day it hasn't ever changed.
Really? Every day will come some...
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes on patrol, I'll stop and call up one police plaza as a retired detective, and I'll just call up the chief, and I say, what else can we do to help out the families?
To this day?
What can we do to help out the families?
To this day you do that?
All the time. Yeah, I do that.
Corey, do you hear that? I mean, that's amazing. And what about you, Sergeant, if we go to the bottom of the hour? That you mentioned that 20 minutes. I mean, you're Truck 3 South Bronx, you were there. How do you handle that?
So there's no doubt we feel guilty. And every emergency worker that was there, there's no doubt they'd be lying to you if they tell you they don't feel guilty that they survived. I'm dealing with a former lieutenant of ours who... he's really struggling because he feels that, you know, he sent people into that tower. And I tell him, you couldn't stop us from going in. You know, every one of those rescue workers were going in. That's what
That's
we signed
correct.
Up to do, you know, and you weren't going to stop us.
Wow.
But, yeah, you feel guilty.
Hold the thought. We're going to take a quick break. Back with us now, Seth Gar with the New Hampshire State Police Sergeant Brian Wall, ironically, with the Peterborough Fire Department, and both still to this day, serving the public on public safety. Absolutely amazing. Back in a moment. Good morning, Hampshire. Jack, Heath Coriolis, right after this.